Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me during our 14th anniversary week, having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right, as he says. He's the publisher, writer, chief economist, and accountant, and janitor over at Mullings.com.
And over the weekend, purchasing agent. I had to buy a new laptop.
There you go. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. That's Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. Check it out. Also, don't forget to check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 14-year-old website, by the way, folks. Hey, Rich, we're talking politics, and I hate to say this because it might jinx the folks, but it's kind of come down to Gingrich, who would have thunk this 4 months ago, and Romney. Who do you think is going to win that? I mean, let's say that there are no big major meltdowns by anybody. All things considered, could Romney lose to Gingrich?
I don't think so. It's hard to tell what's going to happen, and I'm wrong, as we've said 50% of the time. but I think what it will come down to is what the Romney strategy has been all along, that he will be seen as giving Republicans the best chance to defeat Barack Obama, and Romney may not be the first choice of the Republican voters, but Obama's the last choice of Republican voters. So I think they'll do that. I mean, people forget that Obama only won the Iowa caucuses with about 38% of the vote 4 years ago. I mean, that more than 60% of Democrats voted for somebody else other than Obama, but through guile and luck and a bad campaign by Hillary Clinton, he ended up taking the oath of office. So you never know how these things are going to turn out. But what you do know is that when it comes down to the crunch, I think the party faithful would rather beat the other guy.
Well,
than fall for president, not for every office,
right?
But for president, they will.
Who
not
would have the most coattails, Romney or Gingrich?
Well, that's a good question. I think probably Gingrich would have more coattails.
I think so, too. And because Romney's going to, typically we think of Romney as appealing more to the independents, right?
Well, yes. I mean, that's because that's where those kinds of elections get won and lost. But, when they're running for city council, there's not that many independents. Because nobody knows who anybody is. So the Republicans will vote for the Republican, the Democrat.
So do you believe that Romney would be more likely to beat Obama than Gingrich?
Yes, I do.
Because of the independents?
Because of the independents, because I think they'd be more comfortable with Romney, and because I think Romney really does kind of give us at least a glimmer of a hope that he can figure out how to create some jobs and get the economy off.
So do you think that's the way the Obama administration, Obama campaign feels about it?
Oh, yeah, and if you look at what they're doing, they for a while, about 6 weeks ago, they started turning the big guns onto Perry, and they realized they were just wasting ammunition, so they came right back to Romney.
Right. Yeah. So now they're trying, they would like to knock off Romney, and if they've got it, be left with one of the two, be left with Gingrich if they could.
Yeah, I think they'd rather run against Gingrich than Romney. He's a known quantity. There's 30 years of opposition research just sitting on somebody's desk.
So what do you think in a head-to-head Romney versus Obama? Who's gonna? Do you think that the Obama campaign is going to be better at the social media side than the Republicans will be this time?
No, not anymore. I think everybody's pretty much equal there. Everybody's pretty much equal on the money side. I really do think I saw that Axelrod, the campaign manager for Obama, has been trying to sell the idea that this is not a referendum on Obama, but that's exactly what it will be.
Where does he get that? I don't see that.
Well, because they don't want it to be that. So they're wishing it away.
I want to be taller and more handsome too, but that's not working out for me.
I'm reading Isaacson's book on Steve Jobs, and Jobs was known for having this reality distortion field around him that he passionately believes so much that he convinced other people, even when they knew he was lying through his teeth, it sounded so good.
Well, there are a lot of people out there like that. But so if you had to make a case, you'd be saying now that Romney's going to be the nominee.
Yeah, and the president.
And the president, you think he'll, beat Obama.
Yeah, I do.
How much do you think?
I think given every day that we, that American bankers are looking across the pond to see how much it's going to cost them to bail out the European banks is a day that that the economy here is not going to get any better.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
And happy anniversary, Memphis.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the support that you've given us over the years. Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Galen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.